Usman is around 50 and is well built. He used to be a soldier and worked for 8 years inside the infamous NIA. The agency, he describes, was used by former President Yahya Jammeh to settle scores and to silence anyone who disagreed with him. All of this in total secrecy.
Yahya Jammeh have trained a special squad known as the Sikhas. They are part of the Junglers team. Those are specially trained to torture and kill. They are basically from the army. Those people are the people who, when NIA have a case in hand, when it comes to terms of interrogation, those are the people invited to come and do the interrogation through tortures. And they only operate after working hours, that is most of the time at night and before daybreak.
Like so many others, he looked the other way for years. And then Usman himself became a victim. He was arrested and detained for 6 months by the NIA without a lawyer and with no access to his family. He says the system made Gambians suspicious of each other.
Nobody was exempted. I can be a colleague to you, and the next day I happen to be the person torturing you, without any grounds. Just an order is given for me to do so. We are always afraid to speak, to the extent that I cannot trust you. As a neighbor, I cannot trust you as a family member. So these are not things that will just jump overnight and go. It must have to take process for the rebuilding of trust again.
As well as re-establishing trust, Adama Barrow will have to clean up state institutions that are rotten with corruption and nepotism. Ismail Sissé is a researcher in political science at the University of the Gambia.
Changing the name alone is not enough. You have to change institutions and the processes of the NIA, how it functions. We have to investigate the NIA itself. How was it run? Who was doing what? Who was calling the shot? And so on and so forth. So what they need to do is to kind of commission an inquiry to look into the activities of the NIA for the past 22 years so that we can be able to move forward and create a better institution that is fit for purpose, because one of the main aims of the National Intelligence Agency is to safeguard state security.
For many human rights activists, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission will have to be open to everyone if it's to heal the many scars of the Jammeh era. Binta Diagne, Banjul, RFI.